the discussion of Leave of the Leave study. Well, just one comment before we begin. Natan, right? Say Prabhatan, just to get on the record. Just Natan just pointed out to me that Sefer HaBatim has a very peculiar formulation of Tamun. In his opinion, Tamun, in a case of Lo Havale La Suke Adaite, is not simply a Xeris HaKasuv, like I'm suggesting for some, and it's certainly not like Bali Tosa say Havale Lo Havale La Suke Adaite, therefore Ptur Onus. But rather, it is a kind of chiyuv pshia of the victim. Correct? You have language?
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course that's just very shocking, but it is very interesting. Again, I suspect that he just can't countenance the idea that Eish would be subject to Asuke Daite Lo Asuke Daite. Meaning, whether it's Eishem Mishim Chitzov or Eishem Mishim Mamono, that it's just too close to Adam HaMazik. So, again, it's just a kind of a bit of a shocking choice. Either, you're going to dilute Eish, right, or you're going to, see this as a as an exception, and one that somehow is blamed on the Nizak. Of course, what's strange about it is that every Nizak has a right to be matmin anything that he wants in his field. It's not as if I have to, you need transparency in your property so that people should know what it is that they're burning down in case they want to destroy everything that you own. So I really don't understand it, but I think it is again worth noting, and I think it is just an example of how I guess unattractive it might be to say that Eish is contingent upon Asuke and Lo Asuke. Again, the Ramban said that without saying the rest of it, right? The Ramban just, had a different way of understanding, the Ptur of Tamun. Namely, it's a din in... Again, he also had to be Bedokak. He had to say that it's a din in Takanas Nigzal. But, and, again, we suggested for the Rambam a whole different approach anyway, but the, just to be aware of it. And the other thing that he mentioned to me quickly was that, in general, the formulation of the, I don't think these things fit necessarily, I was thinking a lot about it, the Sefer HaBatim has a formulation of Eish being, something which, is Karov le-Nezek, right? Meaning you put the Eish, in a place which is Karov, lehezek. So I think that is just, you have language? Yeah.
The whole in you carve lehezek, the hezek, areu keish, kigon a miyach evin, osaki, no masa, beru, gago, menachu, beru, mesia, shezeb, shia, samaniach. Avnam, hezek, beru, shayin, mesia,
because it calls him shia, samaniach. Yeah. So it's interesting, again, he doesn't call it maisa hezek. So maybe he means that it's the mechayiv is choser pshia, it's choser shmira, is that possible? Or is it the Hagdara of Yetzirah Samazik? I'm not really sure. Okay, but either way, there's something going on there. I should also mention that the Sefer Achinuch, also, when he talks about Eish, makes it a din in Shmira. And he doesn't qualify Eishem Shemchitz, Eishem Shemamono, just right at the beginning of the piece in Sefer Achinuch. We saw, quite a bit of the Minchas Chinuch, but in Tetzvav, Nun Vav, sorry, there, he, anybody have a language? He makes it clear also that his view of Eish is Choser Shmira. So we have a lot of different Lashonos that we've already seen, quite a range in Eish. You would expect quite a range in Eish. And we'll get back to that more today because we're going to talk about, again, the significance of creating the Shem Eish and what that relates to. Yeah. Do you have it, Alex?
Well,
the language of the Chinuch?
Well, which part?
right in the beginning when he says that why Ish is kaif, he says it's from lack of shmir. Anybody have it? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so what do you think about that? Yeah, I mean, he definitely reduces it all to Shmira. And what's particularly striking, again, is the direct equation to Shor. Again, one more time, just...
And negate the Mishnah, like negate the ultimate Mishnah.
Yeah, in a way, I mean. Yeah, and before when he said, it's al pishenu balchai, right? And before when he said he compares it to Shor. The line before you just quoted. Again, Shaya. Oh, okay. So again, it's fascinating that this is kind of something that we put our finger on right at the beginning, and you know, again, we still have to go back to you know, Aish being, you know, not a Balkai, and, you know, Koach HaKamur, although, again, that's going to fall in very quickly, you know, into everything else that we've been discussing. But, again, for the Rambam, starting off, you know, with the idea that that Aish is not Ruach Chaim, you know, when he has such a strong emphasis on Shor as Ruach Chaim, you know, it gives the impression about how, you know, unique Aish really is. And again, I think we've tried to explain that, you know, both Bor and Aish in the Rambam are a huge departure from the Shores, right? The Rambam integrates the Shores, and he also contrasts Bor and Aish. That's all very consistent. But for the Chinuch, at least in that Lashon, what he's really saying is, you know, don't let, it's the same kind of issue we've been struggling with all year. In other words, you know, you have discrepancies, and you don't let them deflect you from the unified, you know, principle, from the Tzara Shava Shabahim, you know, despite, in other words, the distinctions, or you play up the distinctions and we're dealing with different chayv. So that chinuch is just a very good example of that. Thank you for, yeah, so let's get that on the record too. Okay, now let's move on, because again, there's a lot we have to finish up, and then we really need to go on to other things. So the last thing we discussed was Tosas's discussion, and the Rishonim's discussion by extension, of the last words of the Mishnah. Mishnah says that that, you know, livsa ruach, if the ruach alone, sounds like if the ruach alone is balava, that that you're potter. Right? And the question that Rishonim asked was, if that's ruach mitzuya, so what's the difference between a ruach mitzuya, which is molich, and a ruach mitzuya, which is yotzer, just to, you know, to make it simple. So that triggered a huge machlokas harishonim, you know, whether or not to read the Mishnah kipshuto or not. Right. The simple pshat of the Mishnah is that there, you come to the conclusion that there's a huge difference between yitziras lahav or ha'esh, right, and holachas ha'esh. Now, if you make that distinction, you know, we still need to understand it, or to try to pin it down a little better, as we noted, meaning why should it be different, and what are the implications of that? Okay. Another thing that we need to, you know, do is understand the Gemara previously about Kereshot HaBakatan, right, and several other, you know, the challenge, if you take the Pashtus of the Mishnah, which is certainly the view of quite a few of the Rishonim, right, Dayan Tosfos Ben Peretz, Tosfos Bava Basra, the Ramban, right, the Ra'ah, and others. So those are the challenges that we need to contend with. On the other hand, if you don't, if you think that Ruach Mitzuya's capacity to be Malaba Sa'esh is lahalacha, no difference than its capacity to be Molech Sa'esh, right, so then you have to explain the Mishnah as referring to a case of Ruach Shein and Mitzuya. That creates all sorts of other interesting questions. You also have to confront the next Gemara, which we, you know, have read, you know, very briefly, but we're going to read more today. And that is the Gemara's discussion about Liva Velivsa Haruach, right, assuming it's a normal, the case the way most of everybody understands it, and that is a zayin yachal, a zayin yachal. So the question would be, why is half participation, right, worse than no participation? In other words, if I allow the ruach metzuya to ignite the flame, according to that group of Rishonim, Artosis included, so then you are going to be chayiv. And yet the Gemara is quoting different of the views of different Amoraim when it comes to, you know, a combination of, you know, livuyo and livui, you know, haruach. So why should shutfus, let's say, between Adam and Ruach be gara me maisa haruach in its own? So that's still something that we need to discuss. Okay, so we'll get back to that. Maybe we should discuss that right away, actually. So the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam has an interesting lashon on that. I think I told you to look at it. Anybody have it available? Yeah?
I'm having to see it offhand, Cole. So he says that it's dafka, a case when you didn't bring the fuel.
What's the case you know?
That's why Leib of Lips says pater, but if you brought the fuel, he says pater. Oh. Like Logara from Avner Sakina Masa.
But he says.
This is later on the Tema. I don't know if it's the same one.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. That's the but more directly, you have it?
Which lashon? Meaning he has two shatim.
Yeah, go ahead. So read both.
Yish Lefarish.
You have a question? Just read the question very quickly. No?
It says, Lipso Rokulam Turim, Yish Lefarish, Shnei Nyatim.
Again, Lipso Ruach.
Yish Lefarisho B'Shnei Kulam Turin. Yish Lefarisho B'Shnei Inyanim. One is Yish Lefarisho Davka Kamar Lipso Roch Shein Mitzuya. I tell so. Skigon Shalom HaYachol Islavos Baruch Mitzuya. Uchi HaGavna Nami Mayri Dom Rinon Bach Reli B'Malav HaChayav Kigon D'Vlav D'Day Lo Havim Slava Klal Avalim Haya Mislava Baruch Mitzuya Hamevi Saor Chayav Dekeven Shein Ochaser El Dover Sheacholios Viviral De Ruach Mitzuya Haregu Kilu Asa Haish.
Oh, so what's he saying?
That it's dafka. If it was, meaning even if you had everything set.
So it is gara. I mean, the Gemara's case is gara from the Mishnah's case, right?
The Mishnah's case is where you didn't even need a Ruach Mitzuya.
Well, you need a Ruach Mitzuya, but you don't need any... In the case of the Gemara, you need a Ruach Mitzuya plus your own effort. Right? So, in other words, if the... So, this is a very interesting perspective. We'll get back to some of the other Lashonas later, but what he's really saying is the following. In other words, this is the question. For the Rishonim who... There might be other answers to this question. And for some Rishonim, the question doesn't even get off the ground. Okay, let me make that clear. Like if you paskin, how does the Rama paskin in this question of Bali Tosis, Joey? Like the pashtus of the Mishnah, or that's what's the din of Livsa Haruach Bavad, Chayv or Potter, Rama, or is it Yud Dalid? What's it Zion? What's that? Yechayv. Echad habeas or echad habeas aitzim, a maybe it's aitzim kayiv. Echad habeas aitzim, echad habeas or maybe it's our kayiv. Last thing. Bo'acher v'libo m'lava kayiv. Oh, that's great. Livso aruach she'ena mitsuya tamid, right? Hare kulam peturim. Liba v'livso haruach kayiv. Sharehu goram, v'chol goram lahazik, mishalim desik shalim in a yafish of the chasav, kishar kalamazikin. Okay. There's a case actually that's missing, and that is Livso Haruach She Mitsuya, but it's implicit because Ram says Livso Ruach She Ena Mitsuya Tamid Arukrei Kulam Baturim, implying that if it's Ruach Mitsuya, that you would be Chayiv. So he doesn't say it explicitly, but he says it implicitly. But then he also says something else, and that is, again, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but not so much because we read the Gemara already, and that is that the case of Livso Haruach, right, is also Chayiv. According to the Rambam, this question, right, the Rambam Udi Imei will say, is not a problem. At least the halacha, it's not a problem. Correct? Well, you could say the shaklavatarya of the Gemara is, you know, in terms of how you paskin, you know, goes into the calculation of how you read the Mishnah, Libesof, too. I'm just saying that if you have somebody who holds, like the Rambam, that both Livsa Haruach She'ena Mitzuya and Liva, you know, Vilivsa Haruach B'Shneim Enim Yecholim, you know, Bilachud, but only B'Shutfis, that all these cases are Chayiv, so then there's no problem. You know, you could still, you know, wonder, you know, which case is better, which case is worse. But in a way, the fact that the Rambam, frankly, omits explicitly Livsa, you know, Haruach, Beruach Mitzuya, you're right, and leaves it as implicit rather than explicit, might even, you know, be helpful a little bit, right? It might be, you know, helpful in that, you know, that case is a davar pashut. I'm sorry, that case is, you know, is not mentioned, you know, until you mention the, you know, until you mention the next case. In other words, because once you say that, you know, Liva Belivsa Haruach is Chayiv, so then, you know, the implicit, you know, Ruach Mitsuya alone, you know, is also okay. Okay. But if you hold L'halacha, or that Livsa Haruach Ruach Mitsuya is Chayiv, but that Liva Belivsa Haruach is Patur, so then at least you need to contend with this question. Okay, but the question is, what are you going to say about it? So if you, we'll see that there are other answers, but, you know, the what's intriguing about Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is what, in the language that you read?
That he says you're already chayav from the moment that you put down whatever.
Right, so he needs to say, right, that Liva Belivsa is worse than Livsa Haruach. Okay, that's fine. Right, that's a hard thing to say, all things being equal. Right, but the way that he says it, you know, shows that he's going all in on the question. Meaning, what's important about the formulation is that the pashtus, if you walk away from the Mishnah and you say Livsa Haruach, you know, Beruach Mitsuya is Chayiv, you could have thought that it's because there is no requirement whatsoever of Yitziras Ha'esh. Right, all that we care about in the end of the day is that your conduct, active or passive, right, is, you know, responsible, you know, for farmer, you know, Ben losing his barn, you know, and all the dvarim atmunim shevetocha, right? And in the end of the day, we don't care about, you know, what we do care about, right, is that there should be a direct correlation between what you did and the consequence, and that, you know, depends on, you know, the numbers, you know. So if it's Ruach Mitzuya is enough to be molich, you know, a flame, or Ruach Mitzuya is enough to ignite a flame and be molich the flame, right? In terms of, again, you know, pragmatically, in terms of his level of, call it pshia or achrayus, whatever it is, as we're saying, that's identical, it's all the same. If you want to say that for the Rambam in the end of the day, you know, you could. Right. But what the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is saying is not that. He's saying, Inochanami, you see from the sugya of Liva V'Livsa Ruach, that there is some sort of a din in, even the way he formulates, might have said it a little differently, in what? In shame, in Yitziras Shame Ha'esh. But we're more flexible. The fact that we say that Livsa Ruach Beruach Mitzuya is Mechayiv doesn't mean we're turning our back on that concept. It means only that we're being more flexible in how we apply that concept. So again, it's just interesting to note what I said the other day, which is that when Tosus is Docheb, you know, the chiluk between Yitziras Ha'esh and Holachas Ha'esh, right, Tosus doesn't say it doesn't make any sense, or it's a distinction without legal consequence or significance. They don't say that. They say, we understand this distinction, but, from Cheirishot of a Katan, it appears that it's not viable. Okay. So does that mean, that they have... So you could say, okay, otherwise we would have accepted it, because it fits in, conceptually with our impression of Eish. But, in the end of the day, Cheirishot of a Katan proves us, Kamash Malan, that it isn't so. That's the only reason we don't have. That's different than saying, I don't even understand it. It's a distinction without significance. Okay. But what Talmud Rabbeinu Tam adds to the mix is that we're still clinging to that yesod. Right? What we're saying is, Lamaisa livsa ruach v'ruach mitzuya is mechayev. Right? But the yesod that you need to be, the yotzer ha'esh, before it gets spread, right, that yesod we still accept. That's very mechudash, though, to say it that way. So, do I get one more time the language? I mean, hanachaso b'makom sheraui lehislavos, ayidei ruach mitzuya, hainu yitziraso. Right? Go ahead.
The kevan she'inu chaser, ela davar she'yachol lios v'vera yidei ruach mitzuya, harayhu ki'ilu hu asa ha'esh.
So he doesn't say, therefore, harehu ki'ilu chayiv, right? He says, harehu ki'ilu asa'ei. Now again, what motivated Talmud Rabbeinu Tam? I think it's clear, that in a way this is the best thing to say when you have this question. And given that Tosus wasn't docha the yesod and the ikaron, that also adds to it being nitan lihamer. The question you have to contend with is it so diluted, that it doesn't give you what you want anymore? I mean, in the end of the day, just is it possible to say that, putting something in a makom, she'omed lehislahev, is ki'ilu yotzar? I mean, have you lost in the mix, have you lost what you really need from this? Okay. So, I think that, again, the formulation is very interesting. Again, I three-quarters understand totally where it's coming from, or I 100% understand where it's coming from, but I think it's very problematic as a hagdara of Yetziras HaEish. Right? In other words, if you do believe that there's consequence legally to the distinction, can you really say that Hanacha B'makom She'yislahev, constitutes that? That's my question. Oh. But there may be other ways, to kind of revise this. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosos himself on Samachom et al. Say something very similar when he thinks you're chayav? His language is when you do davar achar sheyuchal lahazik beruach mitzuya achar gemar hamaisa shelo. When Tosos says that himself at that sam, isn't that basically the same point here?
Not necessarily, because they're, Tosos there is trying to explain what. Leave a village. What? Right. So I'm saying, right. But that the point is that's still a shiluv. That's there's still a combination. There's a shutfus in the yitziras ha'esh there, right?
I mean, I thought that case is saying that in that case I thought included in that category would be if you're maybe a sa'itim or anything that's yafal lahazik beruach mitzuya.
I mean, again, we're not saying that is true. I mean, I don't think it. I mean, he doesn't say it in the same case. Which line did I?
He said it's that's called Hamadr Sabeirash.
Right. Okay. I mean, so you're talking about Yitziras HaEish, or Gemar Yitziras HaEish, or are you talking about Halacha HaEish?
I thought this was even in the Yitzir category.
Okay, I don't think that is the simple reading of it. But we'll go through the show notes. Probably first, let's go through that line and those lines in the Gemara. But we'll go through it. Either way, I think this raises the question. And if it is, then it is. That's fine. But I think it raises the question again: why you know, what is so consequential, and where to what do we attach this distinction? Right. So that's why I wanted to get on the record for now, and we're going to go back to it, both in Tosis and Ramban, the other Rishonim. And that is as follows. I think I mentioned the other day that there can be different reasons, you know, why there is consequence distinction between Yitziras, Shem Eish, or Shem Hamazik, and Holochas Hamazik. And I think it runs the gamut. If we're really zeroing in on the Shem Eish, or the Shem Hamazik, that could be because, you know, the Mechayiv of Eish itself is Yitziras Hamazik. We have some indications of that.
Maybe a bit of parenthesis is Lashitoso, because he's the one who emphasizes Bor and Eish being similar. And he's the one.
I was mentioning, Reino Peretz. Yeah. So that may very well be. And that, again, there's some patterns in that, as we indicated. So if you think that Yitziras Hamazik is the part of the Mechayiv of Eish, that's what it's, again, what it's lacking in the Maisa Hezek, or in Chetzashel, you know, Mamono, you know, because it isn't Chitzav, and because it, you know, is a Dover Shem Bamamish, you know, so it's, the compensation is in Yitziras Hamazik, very similar to Bor, not the parallel opposite of Bor in this case, but the actual parallel to Bor. So then the idea that, you know, that there's a strong requirement of Yitziras Hamazik here is very reasonable. But I think it's very dubious that you would be able to accomplish that, you know, by means of Talmud or Rabbeinu Tam. At least I think it's more problematic. If we think that it's not Yitziras Hamazik, but it's Shmiras Chefza Shel Mazik, in other words, that the issue of Choser Shmira isn't just about the effect, and it isn't just Tzira Flamaisa, but it's about a shmira of a mazik, what the mazik does, right? Not like bor at all, but shmira of a mazik. There too, I think it's very possible that you need a shame mazik. You need to have a mazik that you're then responsible to, you know, to ensure doesn't get triggered, you know, by a ruach mitsuya, you know, a koach acher. If we're talking about not Shmiras Hamazik or Yitziras Hamazik, but the tziruf of the mazik to him, meaning it has to be mamono, let's say. Well, we know that that's a big issue, again, both in Bor, you know, and in Eish, right? What simply connects this Eish to him? Again, that's a little bit part of it being a davar she'ein bo mamish. Again, if you don't, even if you don't need bailus per se, but you do certainly need, you know, you might certainly need, you know, some sort of a tziruf of the cheftza, right, to him, for the sake of, again, being, you know, responsible, you know, for what happens to it. So for it to be, by extension, you know, mamono, right? It could be that he has to be connected to its yitzira. So any of those really focus very directly on yitziras hamazik per se. But in addition to that, there are also at least, right, two other elements, right, or maybe three. One is tziruf to the Maisa Hezek, and this I'm going to try to show, I think, the Ramban's approach in Kudrasin to the Garmi. We'll get to it hopefully in a few minutes. And that is, whether it's chitzav or mamono, it can't be chitzav shel ruach. It's got to be chitzav shel cha. Right. That's just a little bit more than what I said a second ago about being mamoncha. I'm talking now not that it has to be your Eish which is doing all this stuff. I'm talking now about it being the chitzav or the mamono right, of your Eish. Oh. And for that, that's basically not so much that Eish, you know, is defined as a Yitzira Samazik, a Chefza Shomazik that needs Shmira, a Chefza that is yours, but more that what happens afterwards, in other words, the Eish part, or the Ruach part, you know, that has got to be connected. The only way that that can be connected to you is if somehow, you know, it's considered, you know, the holacha of something that you created. Otherwise, it's not chitzav. Okay, I'm just using geshem shem chitzav. Right. Maybe it's not mamono either. You'll see the Ramban actually uses the expression of both. But then already we're getting into the territory where yitziras hamazik has some sort of an effect, right, on not just, you know, abstractly the shemazik, but on the maisa hezek, or your responsibility, your tziruv to the maisa hezek. Right. A step beyond that, right, is to speak about yitziras hamazik, I'm sorry, yitziras ha'esh, this is what we talked about at the end of yesterday, of Sunday's shiur, as tchilas maisa ha'hezek. Again, not the tziruf, the maisa hezek to you, but tchilas maisa ha'hezek, meaning tchilas holochas ha'esh. Like, holochas ha'esh can be mesayim or gomer the action, but it can't necessarily, right, be fully, it can be mamshich, it can be mosif, it can be makarev, let's say, but it can't necessarily either be matchil, or, so I think there's a difference between tosis and maybe the ra'ah, or actually be mazik on your behalf. It can be makarev esahezek, but maybe not be mazik, or more to the point, it can't be completely involved, exclusively the one that does the pu'ula. Oh. Once we speak in terms like that, so then the possibility, you know, of expanding, you know, what constitutes the hagdara of yitziras ha'esh, if it's by yitziras ha'esh we mean, you know, that he's involved in the beginning of the process, or that it's considered to be chitzav shelo, maybe that becomes a little bit more palatable than if we're really focusing on the status of chefza shel eish as part of the mechayev. Okay? So I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by those distinctions as we go forward. I just wanted to bring it up, right, in the context of what you do according to Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, you know, under these circumstances. Again, if there are other answers, we'll see some other lashonos to this question, then maybe you're not forced into it. Then you could just say that there is a group of Rishonim, there is certainly a group of Rishonim, who think that this is a, again, either in principle Meirosh, right, without a Raya, or based on the Raya, that this is simply a distinction that doesn't exist. And, you know, there are other ways to solve the problem of why Liba B'Livsa HaRuach, you know, maybe is worse than Livsa HaRuach in its over. Okay? Good. Okay, then we also discussed the problem of what do you do with Chayv Shalt V'Katan, just to get that finished for the record for the moment. So we talked about Tosra Ben Peretz's distinction between you know, things that are already present, you know, harnessing that which is already there and waiting. I think that's an important idea. The question is, how far will you go with that? Again, he applies it to Chereshot V'Katan, and then he extends it to Ruach Metzuya. And there are others who extend that same idea to Ruach She'ena Metzuya. And I was suggesting that you might be mechalik. That the ability to harness present forces is more difficult when the forces are atypical or anomalous. You know, namely that it's hard to see them as objectively, you know, integrating into the fabric of regular life, the more something is a natural phenomenon, right, the easier it is to talk about, you know, integrating and harnessing it. So as far as that is concerned, that, you know, is reason to be machalik between Ruach Sheina Metzuya and Ruach Metzuya, and even Ruach Metzuya and Adam. It's also possible that this same question that comes up, I mean, harnessing an existing power that in its own right would be insufficient to be mechayev you, like, you know, Ruach Sheina Metzuya typically can't be molich the Eish either, right? So let's take the same question, Ruach Sheina Metzuya, legabe holocha sa'esh and legabe yitzira sa'esh. Right? So you could say that it doesn't work in either, or it works in both. In other words, if you think that, you know, dealing with the present reality is always koveya, you know, across the board, then that's reasonable. If you think that dealing with the present reality is never koveya, right, unless it's something, you know, and you don't even need it for that, that's the presence of the force in advance is irrelevant, because, you know, either it's a harnessable, you know, force, an integratable force, you know, or it's not. And if it's not, then its presence, you know, is also not, you know, significant halachically. But at the end of the day, I think that one could also be mechalik. Not only between Ruach Metzuya or Shena Metzuya or Adam and so on, different kind of forces, but between different types of application. In other words, when it comes to the question of Yetziras Shem Eish, right, we might distinguish between that and Holachas Eish, the same exact question, right? Even if you think that in Holachas, again, and I think in either direction, depending on what's being accomplished by Holachas Eish or what's being accomplished by Yetziras Shem Eish, but let's say default, I think it's more obvious that that dealing with present circumstances, you know, is integratable when we're talking about Holocha Sa'esh, you know, than it is when we're talking about Yitziras Shem Ha'esh. Okay? Again, I'm not, strictly convinced that you can't be Mechalik in the other direction, but I think more likely this is the direction that you would be Mechalik, that you would require, you know, again, integratable things that, you know, again, that you'd be more flexible what constitutes, you know, being molich or mamshich than you would be what constitutes yotzer, assuming that, again, you need to be the yotzer, just that you're able to, to benefit from a more flexible hagdara, you know, based on the presence of circumstance. I think that's also something that needs to be carefully looked at. The other thing, of course, is the distinction between ruach, between natural forces and human forces. That also is a distinction that could be made in this application in terms of Chereshot v'Katan and others. Also to just mention that, again, in the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, they have a deya that just dismisses the raya as being labdafka. Now, the Gemara earlier seems to say that, you know, the reason that Chereshot v'Katan's, you know, carrying the gachelas, you know, is not going to be considered to be, you know, eish of the mishaleach, is because you know, it's not going to be effective. It's going to go out, right? And that's what Bali Tosis are invoking. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam has a line in which he says that, you know, so the Gemara there was Ladafka, okay, which is a way of saying that, you know, clearly he doesn't think, that we should distinguish between, you know, human beings. No, there are two reasons for the sugya there why you are Pator. One is that Lamaisa, you know, it's not going to be Mislahev, and I guess the Gemara went for the easier, you know, solution. But in Achanami, if the Gemara thought it was going to be Mislahev, it would have said, you know, that that's not a proper way of Yitziras Ha'esh. But of course, if you say that, so again, you're rejecting, you know, the idea that even something which is present, and even a human, you know, presence, you know, would be integratable when it comes to being, you know, yotzer vaish. That would make sense because you just are applying a much tougher standard for this consequential distinction because you think that yitzira sa'esh, you know, is a din b'fne'atz. Okay? There was a question or we're good? Okay, good. So, having said that, let's move on to, before we get to the Hemshech HaSugya, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, let's talk about the different, in light of what I just said a second ago, the different definitions of what constitutes Yitzira. If you need Yitzira Sa'esh, you know, what constitutes, why is that so, and what are the implications of it? So, partly, this is connected to the next Shakavatari, which we're going to read in a couple of minutes anyway, namely the Gemara Daf Samach Amud Aleph, right? The Leva V'Livsa Ruach. I'm just trying to keep it separate just for a few minutes, but we'll get to it. And of course, by extension to the Sugya and Chavav Amud Aleph, you know, where the Gemara speaks about the, you know, the Afar case, right? And in both of those. So basically, one thing that we, when we're talking about Yitziras Ha'esh and its requirements, one of the things that we have to examine, you know, is not only Livsa, you know, Haruach Beruach Metzuya, or Livsa Beruach Shena Metzuya Shenimtza, right, but also, in addition to Liva V'Livsa, we have to examine Avon Al Sakino Maso, right, Shenicha Berosh Agag, right, why is that, you know, any different than, you know, than Livsa Haruach, right? And we also have to discuss the Bava Basra case. Again, what happened there in Bava Basra? Hoodie? Somebody was beating up their flax or beating their flax.
And the dust or something.
And the toxic dust.
Like spread out and damage there.
Yeah, and the wind spread the toxic dust. Correct?
Yeah.
And the Gemara there discusses whether or not that's the equivalent of Zora in Ochel Shabbos or not. Correct? Okay. So, and the question that Rishonim discussed there, you know, is what's the difference between that and Liva V'Livsa Haruach? And what's between and both of them, including Livsa Haruach Ruach Metsuya, what's between those and Avano Sakino Maso Sheinicho Rosh Hagat? Okay. So the question in all these cases, you know, is kind of the same, and that is, what is the threshold? What is the line? You know, what is considered Eish? What is considered, you know, Grumma? We'll soon see. You know, the question is actually a little more complicated. What is Eish? What is Garmi? What is Grama? Right? What's Koveya for Hilchos Shabbos? What is Koveya for Harchokas Nezakin? Right? What is Koveya for Nizkeimah? Okay? These are the questions that legitimately come up. So again, just even, you know, looking at these other cases, you can, you know, just off the bat, what would you say? Tzvi? Avono Sakinu Maso, right? I mean, that's, you know, it's, they have this fancy case with the rakasa, with the toxic dust, you know, but, you know, a more immediate problem, which again the Rishonim were left to kind of raise, is the, you know, the first told of Bor, right? Avono Sakinu Maso Sheinicha V'Rosh Gaga. Okay, so what do you think about that? Just look at that. What do you think about that? And we're going to see, again, we're just speaking a little abstractly now, but we're going to see all these things, you know, the Nisuchim in just a couple of minutes. What do you think about it?
Well, it's on the roof, so it's got potential, so it's got, like, potential energy of damage that can occur, but it doesn't really, the wind comes, doesn't change it, but it creates the movement that actually causes the damage. So it's not exactly Yitzira, really, of, like, Yitzira Hamazeh. Like the Libra lifts up, but also it's really not, but it does like a whole halakha.
Say that again. It's just
doing the whole lacha.
Yeah, I mean, the pashtus is, if you didn't have any other problems, you would have said that avaros akino maso sheinicha barosh gago, right, is kind of smack in the middle. Okay, it's important to identify it this way so that we can be more, you know, sensitive and more aware, right? Right smack in the middle between the cases, right? Because there is not the same level of Yetziras HaMazik that we come to associate typically with Eish, right? Where you have, you know, Yesh Me'ayin in a way, right? And, you know, or you have something which is, you know, the legal equivalent, can't do damage, you know, in its present state, and you inject the Yesh, you know, into it, right? Avaras HaKino Maso, you know, on the surface, you know, the Cheftza, the matter, you know, is unchanging. Like if you had this Avaras HaKino Maso, let's say you had a knapsack and you're carrying it on your back, and now you put it, you know, Barosh HaGad, right? So, you know, you look at it as every knapsack is a mazik. And if it is, you created that mazik. Like, what is it? Right? You know, the Livui Ha'esh is Yetziras Ha'esh. On the other hand, right, and the other side of it, right, it seems clear that the Ruach Mitsuya is doing Holacha, right, and nothing more. So maybe you didn't create Yetziras Ha'esh, right, but either did the Ruach. So is that really what's going on? When we talk about the need for there to be some sort of Livui, right, assuming that there is some notion of Yetziras Shem Eish, is the point so much that you have to be Yotzer the Eish, or that the Ruach can't be Yotzer the Eish? In other words, in addition to all the complicated things I said a few minutes ago about why we care about Yetziras Eish, as opposed to just being concerned that, you know, whatever you do isn't going to lead to the farmer losing his barn, right, which one could have said. There are some formal elements in all this. Okay. But are the formal elements things that you need? We need you to be involved on a certain level, you know, in order to be chayiv? Or are they that, you know, a non-entity like the ruach, you know, can't be involved? But lu yitzuya you had neither. You might say that v'aras akino maso, you know, there's no yitziras samazik. Maybe there's holocha samazik alidei ruach mitzuya. You know, and you don't need Yetzirah Samazik as long as you don't have, you know, Yetzirah Samazik. Are you something which is potter or something which is Ein Bo Mamash? Or no? If you do need Yetzirah Samazik, so then we have to start saying things, we'll see what they say, like, you know, that is placement, you know, with placement which imperils people, you know, because of predictive or predictable factors, you know, constitute Yetziras HaMazik? Meaning, the knapsack, you know, is not per se probably a Chefza Shel Mazik, you know, but once you put it in a place where it's in a potential, an anticipated projectile, so in a way you're weaponizing, you know, this thing. Right. Again, maybe there's a difference. No one ever said there's a difference between Avano, you know, and Sakino, you know, and Maso. Right. Because if the din was only Avano and Sakino, you could say, well, they're inherently Mazikim. Right, but Maso is only a Mazik, you know, based on where you put it. So again, if you're very flexible, like we're just thinking Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, who's saying, yeah, you always need Yetziras Sa'esh, we're not saying that category doesn't exist and all we care about is, you know, you're plugging in to natural forces and burning down Farmer Ben's farm. We're not saying that. We're just saying that we have a very you know, flexible hagdara of Yetziras HaMazik. Okay. If putting the Eish, you know, in a makom where the ruach mitzuya is going to ignite it, you know, constitutes Yetziras HaMazik, then certainly putting Avonos HaKinu Maso, you know, in a place where, you know, it endangers people, imperils them, you know, could equally be looked at as Yetziras HaMazik. But what we're trying to figure out is in the other direction. We're trying to say, you know, let's say you think, you know, against Tosas in Bava Kamma. In other words, let's say you think that, you know, Livsa HaRuach is no good. Meaning, and if you put it in a place where the Ruach is going to be Malabed, that's still no good. Right? So is that different than Avonos HaKinu Maso when you put it Barosh HaGag? So is the difference that you don't need Yetzira, but you can't have Yetzira of something else? Or is there really just a difference between the placement of Avonos HaKinu Maso, right, and waiting for Livsa HaRuach? Maybe one is more weaponizing, right, than the other. The other, it's not. There could be two factors, is what I'm saying. Number one, in one case it's done al yidei ruach. In this case, there's no ruach, so it isn't done, but fine. Right? Or is it that, you know, the hanacha in one case is less of a yetziras hamazik than the other? These are things that we need to think about. Okay? We'll see how the Rishonim talk about it. Is, you know, gravity a factor in Avonos HaKinu Maso? Does it make a difference whether or not there's gravity or, you know, there's no gravity at all, maybe? I mean, the classic case of Avonos HaKinu Maso is in Nichal Rosh Gago. That's a case where there is gravity, right? But that just could be Hechatimsi. Let's say it's light enough, but still destructive enough, that a Ruach Mitzuya can carry it without gravity. Right? Does it make a difference? As long as it's, or if there's a Ruach Sheina Mitzuya, and it's already there, according to the Rishonim, we think that that's good enough. Would that matter? Right? We'll soon see that, again, the Ra'ah thinks is troubled by this whole problem, and therefore is motivated to say some very specific things about Avonos HaKinu Maso. Okay, the Raksa case. So what do you think about that one? That seems to be even, right, more of a gray area. Again, Avonos HaKinu Maso seems better than Livsa HaRuach. I'm just trying to show the hierarchy. Right? So it's like Avonos HaKinu Maso, that's a davar pashut, everybody agrees, you're chayv eish in that case, even though there's no obvious yetziras hamazik, correct? Then you have, the hierarchy in our Mishnah, and there's a machlokas Rishonim what that hierarchy is, right? Either Liva v'Livsa HaRuach, like according to one group of Rishonim, you know, is better than Livsa HaRuach, because at least the man is a shutaf in Yetziras HaEish, or what we just said, the opposite. Like Livsa HaRuach is certainly Chayiv, and Liva v'Livsa HaRuach is a debate. Or maybe according to the Rambam, they're equal. Okay. But in Raksa, it seems like the Afar case seems like is even what? How is that compared to... certainly compared to Avodah HaKinu Maso, it's less than that. Right? That depends how you read the Gemara in Bava Basra. So what do you think about the Raksa case? Seems to be even... maybe even flimsier than Eish. Yeah, I think I have several things to say here. Number one is that, correct, number one, we're dealing with, this is what the Heftza is. Right? We're talking about dirt. I said toxic dust. Okay, that's because I was just getting a little carried away. Right? But the truth is I shouldn't have said it. Not because we don't want to cause panic in the street, I don't mind that, but because it's a little misleading. Right? In a way, right, this is only toxic dust, or maybe it is never toxic dust, but if it is toxic dust, it's only toxic because of seemingly because of the ruach. I mean, what normally would happen here at Tzvi with the dust? There are different formulations as we're going to see them.
Just fall on the floor.
It would have fallen on the floor. So I would say two things here. Number one, the thing that most of them don't say, pretty much no one says, that is dust is dust. That's why I shouldn't have said toxic, right? I mean, it's part of the landscape. Right? You know, avano, sakino, you know, are, you know, weapons. Right? Taking a avano and a sakino on the, you know, on the airplane, you know, they catch you. Hopefully. Right? Or to get into the building here. Right? Can you believe that? So avano sakino. But like Masao, as I said, okay. But the idea that Masao is a can be a project, Masao is neutral. But Afar is, you know, man was created from Afar. You know. So right, and then he transcended that. It's important to know. But, right. So we're talking about something which is totally neutral to begin with. Moreover, had you just left it normally, it just would have fallen on the, if there was no ruach, it would have fallen on the ground innocuously. Right? It's also possible that, you know, nichale, that it should fall to the ground. Right? That's what the Gemara seems to say. So, can you weaponize dust? Or is that something that the Ruach is always creating that Shem Mazik? Even if you put it in a place, or even if you do what you're doing, the Bokum Sheish Ruach Mitsuya, it's in the nature of the dust, or in the nature of the process that you're undergoing. Again, let me make it clear. Even if the probabilities, even if the mechanics are the same, right? Let's say the mechanics are the same in Avonos Akin and Maso, in Liv of a Liv Saharuach, in Liv Saharuach by itself, and in the Raksa case. I mean, in all cases, the level of Bori Hezeka, given the mechanics of what you are technically involved in is the same. Meaning it's going to, you know, be mazik. Right? And yet, that's the whole point of these sugyas. And yet, there seems to be, we're treating these topics differently. And the question is where to draw the line and why. So, what we're trying to say is that yitziras, to create a shem mazik, right, the equivalent of, you know, of Livui Eish in Afar, you know, seems to be the most challenging. Whereas in Avonos Akino Masao, you know, it seems to be the least arduous. And we just want to know, is that for technical reasons? Right? Or does it have to, or does it determine how we understand these concepts and these categories? Another case that we need to look at very quickly, at least, is the case of the Gemara in the sugya there, Tzvi. You have the dust case, which we're going to discuss more. Also some Metzias question about the dust case, I should mention. Namely, does the wind whip it up after it fell to the ground? Or, but that's the view of the Ra'ah. Or does it whip it up, you know, but otherwise, if it hadn't been for the wind, it would have fallen to the ground. Right? Okay. What's the other case there? Yeah. What is that?
Sparks.
Okay. So the Gemara there wants to know about the relationship between the Raksa and the sparks. And the Gemara says what about it?
That there you reveal and breathe that you're high to pay.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the Mishnah says that you're chayiv. Now, what is the mitzias of the Getz case?
Working with metal is hitting the hammer, and the sparks are flying out.
Okay. Yeah. And that is, it's, are the sparks enough, or there certainly lives a ruach?
If ruach comes and lights it, or it blows it onto the people.
Yeah. That certainly seems to be what's going on there. So why isn't that also a problem of lack of Livui Ha'adam, right? And what's the Gemara distinguish between the two?
Necha le'delezal or lo necha
le'delezal. Oh, necha or lo necha. Now that is, what do you think about that?
It's interesting that, you know, the guy's mindset of what he wants.
Excellent, exactly. Now again, how objectified it is, meaning the idea that, you know, that his perspective, you know, what he's interested in, a little bit that might be implicit in the rocks, you know, even in the difference between that and Avonos Hakino Maso, as we said. But, you know, what his interest is, that should play a role in the Hagdara, when, again, in the end of the day, presumably, it's a big, important word, has zero impact on the substance. Right? The Ra'ah, again, has a daya that isn't true. The Ra'ah has a daya that the Nichale reflects the process, which is physically different. Okay. That's remarkable. Just
Rashi also says that.
Implies that, yeah. That the Pashtus, certainly Tosus doesn't understand it that way, and the Ramban doesn't understand it that way, most Rishonim don't understand it that way. So again, if you say that, then there's a physical difference in the case. You know. But if Nicha is a perspective, right, then once again, we're dealing with formal distinctions, and the Kiddush is that your perspective is also going to be Magdir, these very subtle differences, meaning what constitutes Yitziras Hamazik, what's significant about Yitziras Hamazik, right? What constitutes Tchilas HaHezek, right? Etc. Okay? So these are the questions that we need to deal with. And of course, Zoreh, you know, Beruach on Shabbos is something that looms in the background as well, so we need to talk about that. Now, in terms of the application, let's say we have Shabbos, we have Mazik, we have Garmi, we have Grama, and we have Archaka Sazaki. Okay. So, having said all of that, let's look just a couple of formulations, and then let's go through the Gemara and see how that works out. When the Ramban... Okay, one second. I mentioned the other day, I just want to look at it inside now, that the Balei Tosfos and Balei Basra do make the distinction between... Zvi, you have it? Do make the distinction between Livui. Actually, just run through the Gemara there quickly, if you don't mind. We'll have to go through the different Perushim. We'll try to finish with this on Thursday. But let's just get a couple of formulations in on the record. Okay, and here, of course, you have the big question in the Rishonim. Why is the Gemara here treating the same problem, see, differently than our Gemara? Right? Oh, we read our Gemara already, right? So we have that in. Namely, in our Gemara, what does Rav Ashi say? Right. So is this according to the other Mandamrim, or is that because you know, the topic here is a different topic? Right? What would be the other topic? Harchakas Nezakin as opposed to Tashlumei Nezek. Okay, that, so some of the Rishonim think that distinction, the fact that, well, what is a second parak of Baal Basra? Right? The answer is the first two prakim of Baal Basra are about Harchakas Nezakin. Right. So now Rishonim will think that the criterion for Harchakas Nezikin is different than for Chiyuv Nezek. In other words, it takes less tziruf, less responsibility for you to be obligated, you know, to protect your neighbor, right, than it does for you, you know, to have to pay, you know, when nezek is caused. All right? We'll see whether that stands up or not, or maybe that's good for the discussion of the Gemara here, etc. Okay, so one view in the Gemara is that in Ochanami, the Raksa case is Zorev Ruach Mesayaso, it's equivalent, and you should be Chayev. Correct? Again, now there's a debate between Ravina and who is it? Mareimar. Yeah? Okay, go ahead. Ulu Ravina. Right, which is what we just talked about. Okay. So Tosis here, just again, I'm going to get back to the details if we have time. Okay, probably, I'm guessing mostly Thursday we'll go into all these details. How the Rishonim read the Gemara Bava Basra, how the Rishonim read our Gemara on Samach Amud Aleph. Like, let's try to get all that in if we can on Thursday, because we're just kind of doing the background of it right now. So let's just get a few specifics in first. Okay, what is Tosis, the line that I'm interested in, Tosis? Go ahead. Kashal Ri. Meaning, the Hoch Amt Le Baruch Mitzuya. Right? Yep. Meaning,
it's
talking about Ruach Mitzuya. So what's the difference between the Raksa and Avodas HaKinah Masah Barosh HaGag? Exactly what we were talking about before. Right? After all, in both cases, right, it's you have a Cheftza. Here you have the toxic afar. I'm back to calling it toxic again because I want to make it sound a little closer to at least Avono and Sakino, you know, not so much Maso, but I don't really mean it. Okay? Yeah? That's the question. Okay? Bill Marie. Meaning? Tosas here is saying not what they said in Bava Kamma, correct? The Ruach cannot be Yotzer. The Ruach can only be Molech. Okay. So that is, and again, the formulation, as it was in our Tosis, right? Interesting, by the way. Kidachsiva Mabir Sabeira. So that's just a limud, or, first of all, it's interesting you need a limud. Also, the limud really, what does the limud teach you? Again, the limud is a technical limud, when you have to do something. And that's, I wouldn't have thought if the idea, if the yesod was, you know, that you have to be yotzer, the cheftza shel eish, you know, is that a din of mavir sabiro? Mavir sabiro means what? I mean, maybe that's, we have to reassess the pasuk a little bit. I mean, you're burning down the davar ha nisraf, right? It doesn't mean you're lighting, you're igniting the fire that's going to burn down the Dover and Israel, or does it? Not sure.
Yes.
What?
Well, I think it does mean Yitzirat Ha'esh.
Yeah, I'm just saying Mabris Be'iro means Lahadlik, you know, the Gedishin. Okay. That's what I meant. So you, what I'm saying is, you could, if somebody quoted this as a Makar, you could say, well, it just shows. I mean, you have to be Mabir at some point. So is that the point? Is Yitziras Ha'esh Adin in Tchilas, you know, Ha'hadlaka? And let me say, it could just be a technicality to show you need to do something, and the reason that technicality is Yitziras Shemesh? Fine. What I'm objecting to a little bit is that Mavers of Be'iro seems to be relating not to the fire that you ignite, but the fire that ignites, you know, the igniting of the Gadish. Okay. So what I'm really, I guess, asking is it possible that the meaning of the Makar is that Yitziras Ha'esh I guess on the other extreme for a moment, okay, and then we'll come back to the middle, that Yetziras HaEsh isn't about Yetziras HaEsh. Yetziras HaEsh is, notwithstanding Koach Achar Me'ura Bo, what makes you, right, the Mazik Es HaChefza Shel Nezek? And the rest is just integrated in. And if so, you know, is there anything in between that? Maybe you have to be Yotzer Sa'esh, and you have to do that. Maybe the reason you have to be Yotzer Sa'esh, because otherwise, you know, the Hadlaka Al Yedei HaRuach is not Mitzuref to you, or it's not your Chitza. That's different than saying, you know, that you have to be, you know, the Mavir of the Gaddish, and this thing now is being Mavir as a Gaddish. No, it's not being Mavir as a Gaddish, but if you aren't Yotzer Ha'esh, then the Ruach Sheinu Metzuya is not your Chitzav. And then you're not Metzuref. Meaning it's a din in Maisa Hezek, and in the actual Mitzchilav Ad Sof accomplishment of the Nezek, or it's the Mitzaref. Or it's neither of those, it's just Yetziras Ha'esh, Yetziras Ha'mazik, like we said before. Hard to know. As it happens, Artosis, that's not unique to Artosis. To Tosis here in Balvasar, Tosis in Bava Kama, and Tosis Rebbeinu Peretz, right? A lot of the Rishonim quote Hamavir as Habeira as the Makar. I mean, that's a fascinating thing. Why do they need a Makar, and what's the significance of the Makar? Okay, the answer to why you need a Makar may be even simpler, and that is like we said before, like the whole question that we're dealing with, which is like, what's the difference between Holachas Ha'esh Al Yidei Ruach Metzuya and Livui V'Holachas Ha'esh Al Yidei Ruach Metzuya. At the end of the day, whatever it is you did or didn't do is going to have the same consequence. You're burning down his barn. Right? So this is like Xeris HaKasuv that says, no, you have to be Yotzer, it has to be Yoresh, or it has to be Yetziras HaMazik. Or are we going further and saying, you know, that in order to combine, you know, the Maisa Hadlaka of the Ruach, you know, with your Yetzira Sa'esh, so you need a Mavir. Are we saying, no, this is really the whole thing? And not just Mishum Eisha, Mishum, you know, Chitzah, again, for the Rambam, you could say it's all the same, but, you know, and what about Eisha, Mishum Mamono? Right? Okay. So why you need a Xeris HaKasuv? Or, you know, an indication I totally get. I'm just pointing out that once that's the case, unless it's a technicality, oh, Torah's saying you have to do something. They understand that you're not really burning down the, you know, barn, right? But, you know, to be a Mavir, you have to lease Yotzer Ha'esh, but that's what it is. It's Midin Yotzer Ha'esh, or no. It's those other extreme, it's everything, or it's those things in between. Not sure. Okay. Let's continue. But that's what Tosis is saying here. That same formulation of Tosis in our Sogia, by the way, and Tosis with the parrots and others. Okay. Go ahead. Where are we here? One second. Yeah, yeah. So the Mavis Below Siyo Haruach. Kacholach. Halacha al yedeya ruach mitzuya. Go ahead. It's just halacha. Again, in the extreme, you could say that the ruach mitzuya doesn't burn anything down. The ash that you ignite, every second it burns something down. It's like you're lighting that thing, and the ruach mitzuya is just carrying the, not doing the maisa. It's not even chitzav in a way, or it is chitzav, but little chitzav. Okay, halacha.
Halacha ino selavado kol ivar al yedeya haruach.
Meaning, the problem with Raksa is there's no Yetziras Shame Mazik. Correct? Okay. But if you don't hold that you need a Yetziras Shame Mazik, Raksa is going to be a big problem. I mean, this isn't going to be a solution for Tosis and Bava Kama. Right? Behind the Mishani.
Behind the Mishani, Parik Sama, Mashnah Gates, the Havasal Kodayt of the Tam in Mamash the Gates. Mishani Hatam Nechale the Lezal, and it's Kavin Lako, the Koch, Ashi, it's our Gates.
Yeah, like we said. Umisrachek.
Umisrachek, Lo Shum, Azeka.
Right, what we said with the Ra, same idea. Namely, here, it's not, frame, it's not Nicha so much. It's, right, it actually, it's Levoi. We thought that Gates was Beli Levoi, right? I mean, that Gates was no, the Ruach was Malave, and now we're being told, no, he smashed it hard enough, right, that it is, okay. Chai Mishumesh.
Oh.
Here already have an interesting language. The chayv mishum eish amasha gomer v'holeich al yedei ruach metzuya. Okay, so you're wondering already a little bit here. Is Tosa saying that yitziras ha'esh is all that you need? Or do you also need tchilas ha'havara? Right? Okay. Avahacha le'nichale
detezil.
So the raksa is just a total yitzira of the ruach, right? Masha'enkein gets, right? Or any other eish case that's chai. Okay, now the question is, what about avonos hakino maso? Right? That we still need to deal with. Okay. Okay. So this is what I wanted to say the other day, that it sounds like what Tosis is suggesting here, again, if we take literally this language, is that chayiv al eish al mashe gomer v'holeich al yidei ruach mitzuyah. Meaning that possibly what is required for Eish is not just creating the Heftza, then what's the story with Raksa? Right? What changed in Raksa? Right? Ilav Ruach in a Raksa Holeches Klal. So that makes raksa, I mean the holochas haruach makes, again, the livui ruach makes an eish. The holochas ha'afar, right, makes a mazik? Or is tchilas holocha, and therefore the eish, therefore the ruach is only messiah, the gomer? That's the question. Okay? Now the alternative, as Asher suggested to me yesterday as well, is what I was alluding to before. And that is, raksa, right, inherently is dust. And it's an inanimate object. It doesn't have any power of its own. So is it possible that, you know, immobile raksa is, you know, not, you know, avano sakino maso waiting to happen, right? It's nothing. And therefore, the holacha, we're not saying here that holacha is siyum hatchila, right? But what we are saying, and again, in raksa you don't have any tchila, but in the case of livui, you know, Eish, you always have Tchila because you did an action, you know, and like if you were to, you know, put your hand on the fire where it is, you know, it would burn you, right? So that's what I'm mistopic about. What is supposed to say? Now the Ramban, interestingly enough, in Kudrasina de Garmi, so you saw it? Not yet. Okay. Aryeh saw it?
Yeah.
So the Ramban and Kutrasinu Dagarmi, interestingly, also likes the distinction between Yetzirah Sa'esh and Halacha Sa'esh. But, I think at least there's a lot. How does he formulate it?
Well, he seems to say, like, specifically in the case of Amos Sakima, so what I thought the most interesting part was, like, that in that case, the you bring it up, I guess, is your involvement in even the Halacha.
Say that one more time? But again, no. So far, just to note, I mean, the Bali Tosis, the reason where I'm not sure about the Raksa case in Tosis also, in Bava Basra, let me just make clear, is because he doesn't relate to the Avonis Hakino Maso, right, in the continuation. Right? That's a huge gap. Okay. The Ramban and the Ra'ah are very into the Avonis Hakino Maso problem. That's huge in this whole question. Okay, so what did you want to say?
No, that he seems to say that in the case of Amos Akin Maso, you bring it to Rosh Hagag, in a sense, is like is you be taking a part in the Holacha process?
Taking part in the Holacha, meaning like I was saying, kind of as possibility for Tosim Bavasra, or
either that, or that you're being Yotzer Masik in a sense.
Or, but I think it's somewhere in between. This is what I was referring to before. But I think you're picking up on this. I think on the same cues. That I am. Ilan, do you want to say something?
I was raising my hand.
You're what?
I was raising my hand. Sorry.
We're not. Oh, but you still may want to say something. I don't know. You look eager to say something. No? Okay.
Earlier on, but...
What?
Earlier on, I was going to say that if I understood really correctly, he was understanding evidence of Keen in light of Masa'o. I was wondering maybe you could understand Masa'o in light of evidence of Keeno.
Right. Then what? That it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Possibly. So let's look at exactly what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, anybody, you have the language, Arya? Liba b'livsa ruach.
Yeah, so Liba b'livsa ruach, the potter of Ashi, which means the grama benazikin potter.
Okay, that's, again, based on our Gemara. Good.
I'll say time of the pass right here. The time of the mill said that you, b'livkude, lo garam nezim, b'lecha hefa ma'asi, eva al-yideh ha-ruach.
1 second. So this is a grama. That's a pasha simply gemara, and this is a controversial comment so far, or not by the Ramban?
Not really.
Not really, but the reason you said it that way is because, I mean, it's not really because the Rip holds this way,
yeah,
and the Rush holds this way, and the pashtus of the gemara is this way. Meaning it are sugya and samachom and aleph. Maybe that we paskin that that a shutfus between adam and ruach and libui constitutes grama. Right, and shiny Shabbos to Melachim Shabbos Asra Torah. So the pashtus is that it's potter and that's the psak. Not really. Why? Because there are those who seem to paskin against Rav Ashi in our Gemara. Notably, who?
Notably the Rambam.
Most notably the Rambam, who we already discussed. But that's what I said before. I mean, for the Rambam to say that Livsa Beruach Mitzuya is Chayiv. Right, is less of a problem, given that he paskins that, that shutfus between Adam and Ruach is chayiv as well. But that's a bigger problem. There are plenty more people who paskin that lives a ruach mitzuya is chayiv, and it's certainly a minority view to walk away from Argamar and Daf Samach Amud Aleph and not paskin like pashtus of Rav Ashi. Okay, but you can't blame the Ramban for that. I mean, he's following in the footsteps of the pashtus of the Gemara, where Rav Ashi is the Basroi, and the psakim of the Bali Tosis, and of the Rif, and of the Rach, and so on and so forth. So that statement per se of the Ramban is true, but not particularly critical. Okay. Oh, this is where you get into some interesting lashonos. Meaning, why now the Ramban is trying to explain what is the problem of leave of shutfus and grama? The problem is what?
It's not chita.
There's no yitziras shame mazik lechud. It's a grama in yitziras shame mazik. Who cares? The answer is right. Leika hocha mazik ela ayideh ruach. The shame mazik, that's not holacha, it's itziras mazik, partially ayideh ruach, or grama. The ein za'e shechiva Torah, she ein elu chitzav. Okay, right. That is not what we would have expected if the yesod was what? Simply that there's a din that you need shame esh. You have to be yotza the shame esh. We'll say you have to yotza the shame esh because the takala is the mechayev. You have to be yotza the shame esh, like I said before, because shmiras hatakala, right, is the mechayev. That's not the language. You wouldn't say that this is a chitzav shalesh problem. Even if you were trying to say what I said before, you know, it's not. It's got to be your chitzav shalcha. Okay, you still wouldn't say this. What does Ramban seem to be saying? He seems you need seraf to the maisa of the koach acher meurav bo for this to be considered your maisa hezek, right? And it's in that seraf where your yitzira role comes into play. Now, that's amazing. Now, again, is that as far as what I was suggesting Tosis might have in mind? Not exactly. But it's not so far from it either. It's like, I was suggesting Tosis Bava Basra may think that the reason that yitzira samazik is a din in being mavir, or at least tchilas mavir, right? And holacha can do the siyum, but holacha can't do the maisa. I'm not saying that. I don't think the Ramban is saying that. Ramban's saying the maisa can be done al yidei ruach, but for the maisa being done al yidei ruach to be considered his chitzav, meaning mitzuraf to him, right? For that to happen, he has to be yotzer the mazik. So it's yitziras hamazik, but not in its own right, not as yitziras hakasu. And not as a yitziras hatakala or a shmiras hamazik, but as a way of establishing chitzav shalmazik. So now the problem is, and if you hold not eshum shem chitzav, but eshum shem mamono, and that's why the next line of he says velo mamono hu she ein elu chitzav ela af chitzei haruach. I mean, the problem is, right? The ruach, you know, can be harnessed to be mitzuraf, you know, to you, to Mitzari, to the Maisa Hezek, as long as the Maisa Hezek, right, isn't completely the Ruach. That's a very subtle line. What distinguishes those two things are who created the Mazik. So it's not creating the Mazik in its own right. It's creating the Mazik as a mechanism of Tziruf, the Maisa Hezek. Also, he might have said that that's only according to the Manomer and Shem Chitza. Right? Not according to Manomer Eshem B'Shem Mamona, but, you know, the Ramban, if we remember in Mechamos, I'm not saying they're Hoba Hatalia, but I think that there's something to say here, right? The Ramban was saying, I don't like Asuke Adaite when it comes to Esh, because I think that that's because, and he says, I think that that is true, not only in Mandamar Eshem B'Shem Chitza, but even according to Mandamar Eshem Mamona. Right? Because, you know, even if it's Mishum Amono, it's kind of the tziruf that it has to you. So I think that Ramban works very nicely with this Ramban. El af chitzei haruach velo mamono hu. U'mishum haitai megufo. Right now, unlike the Balitosis, are kind of leaving us to guess what they do with Havanos Akinu Masal in this whole business. Right? The Ramban is going to take a stand. Oh, so what's the stand going to be? Go ahead. Yeah, so I think these are all terrific lines. Kimi shaliva sa'esh legamri betot shalo uba ruach mitzuya vidlika bekamas chaveiro. Meaning, again, some of this wouldn't make sense otherwise. It's clear that the Ramban, you know, on the one hand, is not looking at Yitziras Ha'esh as Tchilas Maisa Hezek. You know, he's talking about Briyaso. But the Briyaso is the condition, right, to apply, you know, to look at the Ruach not as something that is independent, but as something that integrates. The Ruach can integrate into you, right, if the Eish is yours. But if the Eish belongs to the Ruach, then the Ruach and the Aish don't integrate to you. So the problem isn't, again, per se, it's that Bria Sa'esh or Yetzira Sa'esh is a sine qua non for Tzira Flamaisa Hahezek. So what about Avonis Akino Maso? The answer is, that is, this is a Kiddush still, right? Hameniach is Kibalava. Why? Because, again, I think there are two ways to say this. I'm not sure if there's any different. The Ruach is no threat to the Avonos Akino Maso. It's not the Avonos Akino Maso of the Ruach. Right? So is the point of the Ramban here that we're only worried that the Ruach shouldn't be competitive and independent? Right, if you say that, then it's very easy to explain this Ramban. So, Abonos Akino Maso is not no tsar al yidei ruach. If the ruach is malava the eish, then it belongs, and it's not chitzav shel adam anymore. Chitzav shel ruach, not Abonos Akino Maso shel ruach. All the ruach ever does is be molich. Right, the Abonos Akino Maso. But maybe the Ramban even means more than that. So do you need Yetzira, or you only need Yetzira when there's a competitive Ruach? Maybe. Even if you need Yetzira, then you'd have to say the placement of Avonos Akino Maso is hard to say. Okay, we'll see. We'll see later. V'eishu l'kidei l'vosa, shoy nivra guf ha'hezek atzmo. Right? Meaning, he's not saying Avonos Akino Maso doesn't need to be a mazik already, because there's no competitive eish to take it over. He's saying it's a mazik. Not only Avonos Akino, right, but maso. So it's a mazik by virtue of the placement, meaning it's weaponized. It's poised to be mazik. You know, given the reality that Ruach Mitsuya can, you know, is anticipatable and likely to have that impact. So, for that reason, it's weaponized when you put it there. You've made it into a mazik. That's what it sounds like you're saying. Nivra gufa hezek atzmo. Ve'ena ruach misayas bibrioso. In the case of Avonos Akino Elad beholacha. I'm just pointing out that you could have said that the whole din only applies to competitive ruach. Competition. In other words, usurping. Taking away. It sounds like he's saying more than that. He's also saying that Avonos Akino Maso, right, is putting it there, is Yetzira Samazik. That's a little more of a chiddush. Okay. Meaning, in order to capitalize on Ruach, you do have to be the Yotzer Amazik. Not just that the Ruach can't be the Yotzer Amazik. I could have said it more simply, I think, in the Ramban. This is what he believes. Okay. Go ahead. Kimi Shaliva is comparing Yetzira Samazik of Nesinas Avonos Akino Maso, you know, to Misha Liva Sa'esh Legamri. Wow. Okay, weaponizing. Okay, like a lot of Mutzar Haskel here. You put something in a place where, you know, it's likely to damage, right? It's not just that you're weaponizing it. I think it's the right word. Okay, go ahead. You're turning it into a Mazik, even if it's otherwise neutral. Go ahead. Okay. Then comes the... We'll leave this for the moment because this gets us back to the Baal Basra, which I want to go into more detail. The question is, well, what do you do with the Sugi Baal Basra? Okay. And for Ben Hanan or Ben the Rif, try to be miyashev that Sugi a little bit based on the distinction between Achaka Sezakin and Mazik. Okay, and the Ramban doesn't like that so much. It's good questions. I want to get back to that because I think, what will the Rif and Rach say to some of the good questions that Tosas asks, that the Ramban asks? Okay, but let's just skip for a minute to the Rach sub part itself because he hasn't addressed that yet. So let's just go to the end. Udiko Kashalon, you have that? Me, what's the difference between that and Raksa? Right, which is what Tosa started with, but then they kind of abandoned the Avonos HaKinumah. They left the Avonos HaKinumah to our imagination. That's why we're not really sure what Tosfos is saying, 100%. Go ahead. Right. Notice. Yeah. Notice he's not saying what the Ra'ah is going to say. We should let that. That's our next stop, right? As a formulation. He's not saying what the Ra'ah says, which is that the wind picked it up after it fell to the ground already. He's not saying that. But it would have fallen to the ground. And therefore,
it's harmless once it falls.
Yeah, go ahead. They should. Kocho, kocho, okay, sharaks of kala yoser, okay, fine, good. Haray.
Haray shalom halcha mi kocho kuk. Vos yi arhuba hulaha saruach ela adraba. Yim halcha mi kocho hai san rafal saaris. Vos yi arruach maziza klau.
So notice what's said, something interesting here. Namely, now he's, again, including his being misayeya holacha saruach. But we'll see in a minute. Again, so you could have thought it's like a little bit what I was saying with Tosis, which is in Bobasra, meaning like Tchila Saholacha. Okay, it sounds a little like that. But I think if you keep reading, the Ramban goes back to what he said before, which is that being the Sayeya Laholacha Saruach is the way of being of Yitzira Samazik being Mitzuraf to the Maisa Hesek. Okay, go ahead. The Sayeya Baholacha Saruach, not Tchilas. Yeah, go ahead. He's trying to do the opposite. He wants it to hit on the ground. He doesn't want to get the EPA or whatever they are on his back, right? Nimtza.
Oh.
Meaning, the ruach creates the shem mazik of the raksa. Okay, when you're being niach avonos hakinu maso. That weaponizes it. But the raksa, normally would just fall to the ground, and that's what he wants too. So it's the wind that weaponizes the raksa. Okay, but again, and that Ella, fihu garam leruach sheyavo leav yaziz.
That's why you're
otherwise, it wouldn't even be grama. That's also fascinating. I mean, the Ravan is so meduyak, right? It wouldn't be even grama. What is it? Because it's against, the whole thing is against, the answer is his actions are goreim, right? His intentions are opposite, and therefore we perceive the ruach, again, we perceive the ruach as the yotzer, haraksa, not the afar, the molecules, the ofar, the shemazik of the raksa, right? Yeah? Okay, go ahead. Sheim. I'm sorry, just give me another minute and we'll finish. Shim lo nafat. The grama de girehu, which we talk about complicated, right?
Yeah.
Meaning it's not, he didn't create the mazik when he was being menafates, right? But he was goreim that the wind would create the rock, the afar, the toxic afar. So that's grama. He wants to have his cake and eat it too, the Ramban. But, he's the Ramban. He can do it. So it's grama, right? But it's grama. It's not Yetzira Samazik, because it goes in the opposite of his intent, and that matters. It's a fine, subtle line, right, to figure out. Okay, so therefore, he's not Mesayel Beholach HaSarua. Well, who cares? What is Mesayel Beholach HaSarua? He says, because what we care about shame, Yitziras Shem Mazik for the Ramban. Notice he never quoted Mavir, right? Like Tosis did. It's not because of per se there's some din, either Exeris HaKasuv or a Mechayev of Yitziras HaMazik or Shmiras HaMazik. Not because of that. It's not the other opposite thing. Namely, this is Tchilas HaHezek, or maybe even more, Kulo HaHezek, depends on the Yetzira. It's not that. And the Ruach is just Makar. It's not that. It's Yetzira. Hamazik is Koveya, whether it's Chitzav Shaladam or not. Whether you're Mitzur to the Ma'is HaHezek. Nasa shenasa yidea hareach. Okay, go ahead.
Haruach.
Meaning, again, this is perfect,
yeah.
Right? By putting it Barosh Agag, that turns it into Eish. Right? He weaponizes it.
Yeah.
I know I keep saying that, but I like it. Okay, I think that's what he's saying. Then, but the full holacha, he's not Tchilas holacha. He's Mesayeya la holacha, and therefore he's Mitzuref la holacha, but the Ruach does the holacha. We'll see for the Ra'ah, it might really be that it's considered his holacha. Okay. And by the way, it's clear from the Ramban, we'll see also in contrast to the Ra'ah, that what? Even if the Ruach pushes it farther away, makes its force stronger, that's either in terms of distance or in terms of the quality of the impact. That's not a problem for the Ramban. I'm only saying that because hopefully we know the Ra'ah, who says something just so remarkable, right? Okay, so we'll contrast it. I don't think the Ra'ah ever could have said what he said if not for the Ramban saying what he says. Like a good Talmud. Okay, go ahead. Hefech mikocha. Because I wouldn't be Mitzuraf.
Yeah.
V'hokam edamina legetz. That's interesting, right? The Gemara thought that this, everybody has to explain gets. The Ramban's shot in gets is not, again, it's not like, oh, the Havamina was, he hit it this way, and the Maskana is, he hit it another way. The Havamina was, you know, we should look at gets as like Raksa. Right? That's not called Yetziras HaMazik. The Ruach was Yotzer HaMazik. Okay? Right? Af Barakosa came. Umfarkinan. This is, this is not a physical thing, right? This is an attitudinal thing. Go ahead. Meaning in gets, even though it requires livui ha-ruach somewhat, maybe, right? The hanging itself, or whatever it is yitziras hamazik. Okay. Nimtza? I'm sorry. Yeah, the Bakas comes up with the okay, we're going to have to stop here. I'm sorry I went so long. The Ramban, I say, is once again, you know, just like a breakthrough. The Ra'ah is even more mechudash in a way than the Ramban, although I don't think he could have said what he said without the Ramban. So let's look at the Ra'ah, and then let's look back at the other Rishonim, both on Samach Amud Aleph and in Bava Basra, in light of these different perspectives on the relationship between Yitzira Sa'esh and Holacha Sa'esh, etc. Okay.